Chafetz Chaim, Yoimi, day 75 continued. And we, Chafetz Chaim mentioned before that when a person is saying Lashon Hara about someone who did Bein Adam L'Chaveiro something, he wronged his fellow man, he stole from him, he took from him somehow or another, that it's mutter to say Lashon Hara to others when it's L'Tayeles. So we're going to talk about what that Tayeles is. Obviously, the best form of Tayeles is if he's telling it over to people who can actually recover the lost money, the stolen money, the whatever, that money back to the rightful owner, to the victim of this story. If he's telling it over to the people that actually can do something about it, he's advocating for the victim, then that's obviously the best Tayeles. But even if it doesn't lead to actual recovery of the lost funds or lost whatever, even if it's that he's telling this to people so that they should stay away from this person, he should stay away from this person, and therefore they shouldn't be victims of his as well. They should stay away from him because he did an Avera, and therefore they should stay away from somebody who's doing an Avera. Or if, I mean, again, one more thing that would be the obvious benefit would be if he's telling it to somebody who can then affect the person who did the Avera to do tshuva. But like I said before, even if it's just telling people so that they should stay away from it, it could be that what will eventually come from it is this person will do tshuva because he sees that people are staying away from him. So that could eventually come from it. But even if it doesn't come from it, at least other people won't become victims of his, or they will stay away from a person who's a Rasha, as a person is supposed to stay away from a person who's a Rasha. So, HaPrata Chamishi Shekosa Shekosavnu Le'el, the fifth prat that we spoke about before, Shecham Le'el, is that he has to be, that he has in mind that it's for a benefit. Hu K'moshin Izbar, that K'moshin Izbar, as we're going to explain right now, as we're going to clarify. Dahinu, of course, we don't have to explain. We don't. It's not even a chiddush to say that if he's, the people that he's telling it to, Yecholim Heim Lazar and that Nigzel, they're able to somehow help the victim of the story about Neshak, the person who either was stolen from or the person who was usury from him, and that Nizek, the person who was damaged, Misbayish Binyanim. That the person who also who was embarrassed, they're able to somehow help him and he can recover his funds. It's of course that's the right thing to do. Yes, you should advocate for a fellow person, even if it seems like it's Lashon Hara. That's not Lashon Hara, that's for a Tayeles. Now, we're going to go over to other steps that even if it's not to actually recover the funds, but even if it's other steps, a step less, but it's still the tails. Even though we're not going to be able to reach this level of benefit, where he's going to recover his lost stuff, his stolen funds. His intention is that people will stay away from this person who's a Rasha. Because they'll hear that there are other people that are disgusted from a person who does bad, who are putting down a person who does bad. Maybe even the person who did the Avera is going to do tshuva. Through this, from the bad things that he did, he's going to right his ways. How is he going to do that? Again, he's going to hear that there are people that are putting him down, that are against him because he did something terrible. So that is also a benefit enough it's not Lashon Hara. And that's considered a benefit. Given Sha'al Yidei Sha'al Kalponim, since at least Ein mechaven lohanus me'ap gamahu. This person who's telling over the story, he's not trying to get at anything out of it. He's not trying to profit out of this whole story. Shehu noisim mechaver from this pegam, from this negative stain that he's putting on the perpetrator, the person who did the stealing. Rak lekane la'emes, he is trying to fight for the truth. Ve'ulai tavoy al yedei zeh, te'elis labo alabo. And maybe through this it will come some kind of a benefit going forward. Aval imhu mishayin. However, if he, the person who's telling over the story, can estimate, can figure out, there's not going to be any te'elis from what he's going to tell over the story. Here's an example. The people that he's telling this story to, they too are guilty of the same things. So they're also bad people. They did such kinds of terrible things to people. And therefore they don't consider it to be a bad thing at all. They're kind of immune to it, if you want to say it that way. They don't think it's a bad thing. To such kind of people, Yizar Shalai the Saper call Inyan Klal Inyan Kaze. He should be careful not to say such kind of things. So now, what would come out of that? Because if he says it over to them, first of all, there's no Te'elus. It's not accomplishing anything. They're not going to the guy. They're not getting back his money. They're not even looking down upon the person who did the bad thing. They're not staying away from him. It's not going to cause him to do any tshuva. He's not going to. But however, also, it could come out even worse because they can now go back to him and say, oh, you know what this guy said about you? He said that you stole from him, right? So that's rechilus. Telling over what someone said about a person to that person is rechilus. So now this person, through the fact that he's telling over the story, is causing the avera of rechilus to be propagated, to go down the road. And not only that, but it could end up being that somebody will inform to the authorities somehow on someone about this. So therefore, he's not going to. He needs to stay away from it and not say it at all. Not only will it not come to a benefit, that it won't be a benefit, but it will be a terrible detriment that will come out of this. They're going to go ahead and they're going to tell over the story to this Gazlan, this Oishik, this Mavayish, right? They're going to go and they're going to be over Rechilus by telling him this. And you can end up with great fights that will come out of this. Groups of people totally being in fights with each other. But we're front. Right? So it could also end up being by people fighting with each other, they could end up informing on each other just as a way of trying to get back at the other group of people. Even if we said, like we said before, all the seven pratim that they have to be, have all of those seven details to be able to be something that he can say over to on a Bnei Adam al-Chamei, right? But still, even if you have those seven details, Gam Kein Asul Sapa Shum Davar, he's still not allowed to say it when you think that it might be that what's coming out of this is going to be a Machlokes, Malshinus, Vida, and no. The Ein Chiluk B'chol Eilu HaPratim, there's no difference between all of these details. Benim B'kesh La'oisei Nigzel, whether the person who is the victim, that's the word. I don't know why I couldn't think of it for a minute, but the person who's the victim of this he's the nigzel. He was the one who was stolen from. He asked him. He went over to the person. He says, "Do something about it. This guy stole from me, right?" So if the guy, even if he begged him that he should do something about it, he's still not allowed to go say lashon hara. The person who was the victim of this, that he should advocate for him, his loss or his embarrassment. Whether or not he asked him to advocate for him, or he totally didn't ask for him at all, still there is no difference. He's not allowed to say it. The ba'ifin hamutter, when it's mutter, it's even if he didn't ask him, it's still mutter. But ba'ifin aser, and when we're saying that the ways that are aser to say over, the previous pratim, the details are not complete, therefore it's not mutter, then even if he asked him, it's still not, he's still not able to go ahead and say lashon hara about it. Even if he's a relative, it's still usher, even if he's a relative and he asked him to advocate for him, he's still not allowed to say the lashon hara because it did not fulfill the seven details. This is something that many people are nichshalin. Shem nishma lahem. People hear something, somebody did something to a relative of mine. It's terrible. Even when they didn't clarify for them, if it's true, they don't even clarify whether or not it's true. And the reasons behind what happened, still, like take it for all, they go ahead and they start saying lashon hara. They start causing bad things for the person who was the perpetrator, the person who allegedly did this avera. Why? Because they think this is the best yetzer hara. The yetzer hara comes and says, "What are you doing? You need to be mekayim a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah here. You have to be mekayim a mitzvah. What is it? You're not allowed to ignore the needs of your relative. And here your relative needs you." And they say and they're making a huge mistake. There is no difference between if the person is related or if he's not related. For all these things, if it's mutter, it's mutter. Whether he asks for it, whether he's a relative, it's mutter to say to say over the lashon hara, so that it can be l'tayelas. The words like imsarcha al tzalim, it weren't intended to make something that's usher into something that's mutter, chas v'shalom. Yashikoyach, and have a great day.